back to the Finsiders, your all-access pass to the 2013 Dolphins.
Welcome back to the show. Troy Stratford is here. Keith Sims is here. We've got a former Dolphin running back, a former Dolphin offensive lineman. How about a current Dolphin defensive end? Derek Shelby joining us live in studio, second year. Boy, how about the start to the season that Derek Shelby had? Couple of strip sacks, you know, right off the bat. Nothing bad in the first two games of the season. How's 2013 treating you so far?
It's going good so far. I mean, the way I started is pretty good, but got to finish strong.
Absolutely. So you like the way it got going all offseason? We heard about this emphasis on takeaways and turnovers, and right out of the shoot, you caused the fumbles. They weren't recovered, but there's only so much one guy can do. How do we feel about where the defense is at, you know, in the takeaway department right now?
I think we're moving in the right direction, but we obviously had a goal to be the top in the NFL, and we have a ways to go.
Derek, when you look at preparing for a game, you had the bye week this past week, so you had a little extra time to study the Buffalo Bills. When you go into a game plan, what are you looking to do to defeat that offensive lineman in front of you?
First off, you have to see what they do well, and that's the first thing you got to take off right off the back. And these guys are number three in the NFL running the ball, so we have to be out-physical the offensive line. And most of the time they're running to a short box, so we have to do that much more to get off the blocks and make the plays.
You know, Derek, during the bye week, a lot of coaches, all coaches, they go in, they do a self-analysis of what's working on their own particular team. They do a lot of homework when it comes to that. Returning back to the practice field, the meetings, is there something that you could share with us that you guys have been doing well and you're going to do more of it, or things that you've been struggling with and we may not see anymore?
I mean, it's a lot of things that we kind of felt like we were kind of average at a lot of things, like defensive linemen speaking personally. We weren't getting much penetration on slant, so this week we've been working on trying to really create different levels in the offensive line and get those minus yards plays.
You know, Derek, it's always difficult for some teams to kind of restart after a bye week. You guys had the week off. Has it been a change in practice week? Do you feel like that bye week has kind of stopped you guys, or are you guys back in the same form you were prior to going on vacation last week?
I think it kind of re-energizes. I mean, this week we've been finishing ahead of time in practice. We've been looking quicker on film. So I think it kind of helped us out. We ready to play, get back to the winning record that we showed before, and I think it's helped us.
So share with us, during the bye week, you do what? Do you watch a lot of football Thursday night, Sunday, or do you just get away from it completely?
You forget you play football. That's the best way to go about it.
I was wondering.
Get away and try and recover, rest up, and then try and finish strong.
You healthy? How you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling good. Feeling good. Been blessed not to be injured.
Mm-hmm. Second year for Derek Shelby. He's here. Rob in our live chat wants to know if your preparation has changed at all going from year one to year two, just kind of how you get ready for a game and maybe during the week.
Not getting ready. Nothing's really changed. It's just that I have a better understanding of what's going on. So my first year, I can admit that I was pretty wide-eyed, just happy to be there pretty much. And this year, I've tried to make plays because I kind of know what's going on. I just want to move forward and make a bigger impact.
So Derek, you guys got off to that fast start at 3-0 and then had two setbacks in a row. What was the difference? I know the Saints are a very good football team, obviously. You know, that Monday night game was a tough game. But what was the difference in your play or execution between the first three, where you came out with a victory when time expired, versus when you didn't quite get it done the last two games?
The main difference between the Saints game, I mean, we were minus three in turnovers. They had so many more opportunities to score the ball. And that plus mental errors on our part just leads to a loss like we had. But the last loss, we kind of felt like we had a chance to win that one. We just didn't execute on it. Came down to game time.
So as an entire defensive unit, you guys are feeling you are close to where you want to be?
Like I said, we're kind of in the middle of a pack of everything. We don't really stand out in anything. So we have a ways to go to get where we think we could be.
Talking to Derek Shelby, Buffalo, you mentioned their running game, and they really kind of like to set up the pass, it seems, with the run a little bit. And now, especially with the inexperienced quarterback, it's only going to be a second game on Sunday. But they bring two different guys at you that can do some different things in Jackson and Spiller. Talk to us a little bit about the challenge, I guess, of getting ready for a team that's going to spread it out to a couple of different guys back there. And maybe do they use them differently? Do they use them the same, depending on who's back there?
They use them the same. They run the same play calls. It's just that you got to know what back is back there. Fred is more of a downhill guy, and Spiller, he's going to, even if you have outside leverage, he's still going to run around you. So when Spiller's in there, you got to be more outside conscious and more downhill with absolute.
Well, Derek, it seems like every week you face a quarterback that has mobility. This week it's Thad Lewis coming off that foot injury, but I guess you assume he's going to play. What kind of challenge does that bring to the defensive line when you know you have a quarterback inexperienced but has the ability to get outside the pocket and pick up yards with his feet?
as a defensive end, you just don't take as many risks at inside moves with a mobile guy like that, because anytime they're just floating out outside of contain, they can make plays happen. So when you face a guy like that, you're just more outside. And then if you get deep enough, you could come back inside, but you never really want to try inside move right off the back.
Derek Shelby, one of the a nice handful of pass rushers and defensive ends that this Dolphin team has. A lot of the guys in the chat asking if you care about where you line up, if you prefer being in one place, and maybe how fun it is also knowing that kind of cultivating good pass rushing defensive ends on this roster right now.
Anytime I'm on the field, I'm happy. I mean, this is a level that not many guys get to make it. So me being out there is good enough. I don't want to like, hey, I want to be here. Hey, I want to be here, because I could be at home.
What's the dynamic like in that room now? Cam's the veteran guy. He's the leader guy. Casey Rogers is a nice, intense position coach for everybody. And now you got a bunch of you young guys are kind of getting in the mix there and obviously playing big roles. You and Olivier and Deion Jordan's coming along. Take us inside that meeting room a little bit and what the dynamic is like.
I mean, we have a couple Pro Bowl guys in there. So us younger guys, we see what those guys have done. And we're just trying to build up to get to that level because, I mean, we all have standards, we all have goals we want to accomplish, and we've seen guys that have done it, and we want to get to that level as well.
You're one of these guys that came in as an undrafted rookie and really done a nice job, not just making a team, but kind of establishing yourself as a key player on a team. What would you say to a guy, in that position, a rookie, an undrafted guy who's trying to make it, maybe whether it's in training camp or early on in the season, or maybe a guy, who's on a practice squad to show that this can be done?
If you're not where you want to be, just keep working and keep chopping ahead. Don't look at where you're at right currently. You just got to put a goal in mind and keep pushing towards it, because you never know what will happen with injuries and whatnot and things like that. You just got to be ready when your number's called.
Derek Choice asked about, you do a lot of self-scouting that bye week. So what's the book on Derek Shelby? I'm an offensive lineman. if I walk to that room and get ready to play you, what are they going to say about you to me so I can try to defeat you?
Go ahead, share the weakness.
I'm allowing you to say your attributes, not your negatives. Your attributes. What's the book on Derek Shelby?
I kind of get sucked in trying to physically tee off on the tackle a lot of the time. So if I get jump set a couple times, that'll kind of get me out of it. So I got to work on converting when I get the run read when it's really passed.
All right, there you go. Derek Shelby telling you what he's
good at. I really
wanted
positive, not a negative.
Yeah,
I wanted you to sell yourself. I can't be blocked out there. No, I'm relentless.
Let's talk about something he's done well, the strip sacks. Is that an art? Is that a skill? Is it something you've been working on? Is it something you've always had a knack for? Because, like I said, right off the bat, the first two times you got to the quarterback, I think, this year, you forced the ball out of his hand.
The first time, I got back there clean, so I kind of saw the guy just patting the ball, so I went for it. We have balls all around the defensive meeting rooms to practice strip fumbles. And the second one, I tried to actually come and wrap him around, but he kind of shrugged me off. But I guess I got a chop on the opposite arm and it popped up.
All right. Got to give yourself a little more credit than that. Like you said, you're trying to get an opportunity to
promote yourself.
Talk yourself up.
I'm not that type of guy.
Yeah. All right. Derek Shelby, not only talented, but very modest as well. Thanks for coming in. Good to catch up with you. Nice start to the season, and definitely excited to see what else you've got in store for us.
Thanks. And I'd just like to say happy birthday, Mom.